The World This Week. Business.
Disney's streaming video service went live, the latest in a lengthening line of challenges to Netflix's dominance of the market. The trove of programming on Disney Plus not only includes its archive of animated classics, but also catalogues of material from other studios that Disney owns, which include Marvel, Pixar, and 20th Century Fox. Along with rivals like Amazon and Apple, but not Netflix, Disney wants to entice customers into its wider product range, in its case, theme parks and cruises.
Donald Trump increased the pressure on China to agree to a Phase 1 trade deal, threatening to raise tariffs substantially if it does not. Whether America removes all tariffs or just those that are scheduled to come into effect in December remains a sticking point in the negotiations. Diplomats are also searching for a neutral venue where the two countries' presidents can sign a deal in front of the world's cameras, after Chile cancelled the APEC summit in Santiago, where the ceremony was supposed to take place.
GDP in both Germany and Japan grew by just 0.1% in the third quarter, compared with the previous 3 months. Germany avoided a recession, its economy shrank by 0.2% in the second quarter, helped in part by a welcome rise in the country's exports, which have struggled during global trade tensions. Britain also dodged a recession, chalking up growth of 0.3% following a previous contraction. Solid performances in the construction and services sectors offset flat growth in agriculture and manufacturing.
Alibaba was reported to have secured approval from the Hong Kong Stock Exchange to sell shares in a secondary listing. The Chinese e-commerce giant listed on the New York Bourse 5 years ago. It had been expected to float shares in Hong Kong earlier this year, before the outbreak of huge street protests. The threat of escalating unrest to the financial hub still remains.
The prospectus for Saudi Aramco's IPO provided few details for investors, such as an indicative share price or an exact date for its stock market debut on the Riyadh exchange. Those particulars are expected to be announced soon. The prospectus did indicate that 1 billion shares in the state-owned oil company will be offered to Saudi Arabia's small investors.